The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2011, an American space shuttle lifted off for the last time.
Go for main engine start. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff! The final liftoff of Atlantis! Shoulders of the space shuttle, America will continue the dream.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis. The space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history. 24 seconds into the flight, roll program complete. Atlantis now heads down, wings level on the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the International Space Station.
The 135th and final shuttle flight had originally been budgeted as a rescue flight for the last Hubble Space Telescope servicing mission in 2009. With money for fuel and operations already on NASA's spreadsheet, it was decided to launch Atlantis and her crew of four on one last supply run to the International Space Station. Actor Jeffrey Tambor was born today in 1944. In 1947, Kim Darby, co-star of the original True Grit and Star Trek's Miri, was born.
Miri, do you know any buildings where the doctors used to work?
Yes, I know that. Them and their pills and things.
Will you take me there?
That's a bad place.
It's important, please.
All right. Do you have a name, too?
Yes. It's Jim.
I like that name.
Good. I like yours, too. I like you.
Do you really?
I wouldn't lie to you.
Milo Ventimiglia of Heroes was born in 1977, and Eve Miles, star of Torchwood, was born in 1978.
Do you think I've changed?
Eh?
Since I joined Torchwood, am I different?
Why?
It's just something Andy said. Okay. Let me just tell you this one thing, okay?
Yeah, go on.
He still fancies me. Don't laugh, Reese. That's why he didn't come to the wedding.
Bloody hell, poor sod.
Oi! I'm a very sexy lady. And you were a very lucky man.
Born today in 1988, Shahzad Latif, a Star Trek Discovery cast member who has gotten to play both a Klingon and a human.
He flayed his skin. Cracked his bones open. Sawed his heart into pieces. I would do anything to undo what I've done.
Focus on your recovery. You both survived a harrowing ordeal.
Saru, I tried to kill her. I murdered them. Dr. Colbert. I belong in the brig.
Volk is responsible for your crimes. And I see no semblance of him before me.
Astronomer Christian Huygens, who discovered Saturn's moon Titan, died on this day in 1695. Gemini, Apollo, and Skylab astronaut Pete Conrad died after a motorcycle accident in 1999. In 2006, Rose Tyler left the TARDIS.
Where are you?
Inside the TARDIS. There's one tiny little gap in the universe left, just about to close. And it takes a lot of power to send this projection. I'm in orbit around a supernova. I'm burning up a sun just to say goodbye.
You look like a ghost.
Hold on.
Can't he come through properly?
The whole thing would fracture.
two universes would collapse.
So?
It was curtains for Rose and actress Billie Piper at the end of the revived Doctor Who's second season. In 2011, Torchwood went international.
It just got sent down. The word Torchwood has been emailed to every single East Coast section chief, completely bypassing security. Just one word, Torchwood.
Following up this Torchwood incident, just wondering if you can access the EU files?
No, it's not Touchwood, it's Torchwood, T-O-R-C-H-W.
So, what is Torchwood anyway?
I've looked it up, it's some pretty freaky stuff. I'll send it to you now.
Well, it sounds more like intelligence, not clandestine.
You getting this?
And if it's got the title Institute, that means that it's been
officially sanctioned by the UK government, which we all know is a big hassle because that administration is like kindergarten.
It's gone. It just got wiped like a virus. It just vanished.
Okay, well, I guess that's that.
The fourth season of Torchwood premiered not on the BBC, but on pay cable channel Starz in the United States, which co-financed the series' new season. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod will be procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by our team.